You're listening to SBS News.
Artemis and Will Greenwood have suffered three miscarriages in a year. Three times they've celebrated the prospect of a baby. Three times they say they've been heartbroken. And never have they been eligible for paid bereavement leave. Ms. Greenwood said she had to call in sick while her body recovered.
You stub your toe, you're sick, you know. But in terms of this, it was a loss. It was a loss of what my life was meant to be. Like, our baby is meant to be 2 months old right now, and you never forget that.
Practice of not announcing pregnancies before the end of the first trimester means many parents grieve in secret. Will Greenwood says he returned to the office straight from hospital after the loss of their last baby.
I came out of the ER and went straight to work straight away. And that was definitely a distraction standpoint that I took. Also that kind of perceived notion that we've just got to roll our socks up and get on with it.
He confided in his manager and received support. Now the federal government has taken steps to ensure other employers are legally obliged to be just as understanding. The federal government has introduced legislation that will add miscarriage to the compassionate and bereavement leave entitlement under the Fair Work Act, facilitating 2 days paid leave to those who miscarry before 20 weeks. Queensland Liberal MP Julian Simmons has thrown his support behind the bill.
The importance is that people take some time to grieve is the first thing. And the two days leave will enable them to do that. And also it puts them in a position where the leave is available and they're not having to negotiate with their employer at a time of obviously great sadness.
It's a sadness that he's experienced firsthand. He and his wife Maddie experienced miscarriage in their 10-year journey with IVF. Mr. Simmons says the legislation will hopefully lift some of the taboo around speaking about miscarriages.
My wife was back at work in the same day, and you know, if we had our time over again for our family, we would have taken some time to grieve.
Sam Payne from the Pink Elephant Support Network has campaigned for the legislative change for 3 years. She says the bill will be a legacy to the three babies that she's lost and the one in four women who will miscarry in the first 20 weeks.
Having this motion, this act passed, hopefully we're opening up a conversation that will ensure better support in workplaces for all those impacted by pregnancy loss.
The bill's expected to be voted on after Parliament returns in August. Alan Lee, SBS News.